Misfits.
Hey everybody, we're back. Day 3.
Day 3 of Misfits.
Of 12 Days of Misfits. Brandon is 0-2, but he seems to be sort of moving on the right track with the new format for this year. Because this year we're doing carols.
Yeah, I've got some new songs I need to listen to, I guess.
Brandon's updating his Spotify playlist as we go along. Go ahead, let's see what song we need to add next.
All right, for day 3, we got a full chapter. Romans chapter 5.
Romans 5. And this is one that you probably don't ever associate with Christmas. But what should help you is that you and I covered this chapter pretty extensively in episode 100. So, if you can remember back to episode 100, that may help you out. All right, so Romans 5, and we are doing the whole chapter, which seems like a lot, but it's actually not. It's a pretty short chapter.
It's not too bad. All right, starting off in verse 1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith unto his grace in which we stand. We rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us into shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled by God by the death of his son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we will also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those sinning, even those whose sinning was not like the transgressions of Adam, who was a type of one who has to come. But the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more have the grace of God and the free gift by grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the results of that one man's sin. For the judgment through one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. For as by one man's disobedience the many were made sinners, so by the one man's obedience the many will be made righteous. Now the law came in to increase the trespasses, but where sin increased, grace abound all the more. So that as sin reigned in death, grace also must reign through righteousness leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
So, this psalm particularly, every single verse that is normally sang applies. Don't know if that's helpful or not. It's probably not. But there you go.
Here's a tip that is
probably going to make it harder. But a lot of these other psalms, it's one verse out of the psalm in particular that we find. Mm-hmm. With this one, it's the theme of the psalm, even though it's not necessarily looked at as the theme of the psalm.
Yeah, there's a couple themes that are standing out to me. That's why I'm trying to rack my brain around.
Well, what themes are you looking at?
There's the theme of peace. There's the theme of grace.
If you combine those two together, what is it that you actually get? And this is why I said if you look at episode 100, it helps as well. Episode 100 was our one on forgiveness. And so if you do forgiveness, hope, and grace and peace all together, you end up with what within the relationship? You said the word like 18 times in this passage sure. Also.
Hope.
Is not a word that's in this passage. False. Reconciliation, right?
Mm.
Reconciliation is the theme of Romans 5. So there's your hint. And it's not in the title. It's just part of the lyrics.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think there's many songs with the word reconciliation in its title, let alone a Christmas carol.
This is one that once I read, you're going to be very disappointed in yourself. And you actually said this title yesterday when we were looking at part of Luke 2.
Oh, great.
Just give me a guess. Give me a guess.
I feel like what I'm going to say doesn't even make sense. So I'm like, I'm thinking of like something on my Christmas theme that is picking up is our beautiful star right here and needing that. That's all I can think of is like, oh, holy night, which I know is not right.
No, but that does have reconciliation as a theme. So you're at least somewhat, you're at least somewhat in the right area. Hark the herald angels sing.
Oh.
What's the, do you know the lyrics?
Yeah. I was like, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mile.
God and sinners
reconcile. Ah, joyful all ye nations rise. Triumph.
Joy in the triumphs of the skies.
Then we hit the high note.
Sure. Some do. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born, the newborn king. Glory to the newborn king. Now, the second verse is very similar as well. Hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mile he lays his glory by, born that men no more may die. Born to raise the Son of Earth, born to give them second birth. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king.
Good or bad, the version that's stuck in my head is the Charlie Brown Peanuts version, which is not...
I have no problem with that. That's probably closer to the key that would be if you and I tried doing it on air. The psalm is about reconciliation. It's not how we look at the psalm, because we just look at the psalm as another psalm dealing with angels.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire psalm is actually a psalm dealing with reconciliation.
Mm.
Now, this one is one that part of the reason why it doesn't get looked that way is because of the fact that this is another one that is super complicated with the backstory. Charles Wesley originally is the one that wrote this back in 1739. The first rewrite actually is how we get Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because originally it was some word that I have no idea what it even means because it was a cultural term. The person that rewrote it was George Whitefield. George Whitefield, do you remember who he is?
That name sounds a lot more familiar. I can't think of.
He's one that we've talked about multiple times. He was one of the preachers of the Second Great Awakening that was a slaveholder.
Hmm.
He changed some of the lyrics and cut some of the verses out. Wesley had like 9 or 10 verses for this, and now I think we only use like 4.
It's because our attention span went down.
Some of it is attention span. Some of it, again, is because of the fact that the message of the Christmas story is one of reconciliation and abolition. It is not a message that is very well received by those that go against those sort of ideas. The modern version we have is another rewrite of even Whitefield, because Whitefield, even though he took out the crazy word and replaced it with hark, which is much easier to say.
So you're saying there's a new version that should be coming out.
The new version was done in the 60s, and that's the one that has stayed. And that one has taken out even more of the cultural terms that even Whitfield didn't see as a cultural term. So you didn't get it right, but you were at least on the right track again. We will get one of these at this point. So this was day 3. We're going into day 4. I think day 4, depending on which one you pull out, I think we'll finally get on the board. You're on the right track. You're moving forward. You're at least getting in the right areas of thought. So tomorrow we will see you and hopefully see Brandon get on the board.